Dr. Stan, something we overheard at one of our recent meetings for LA CyberSecure, the pilot program that we've been working on, business is more afraid of the sheriff than we are the cyber criminal. Wow, that is such a statement to unpack. So, what do you think?
And it's true. As I look around over 20 plus years and think about the reasons, the ultimate reasons a business goes and begins to gear down the cybersecurity journey, it more often than not starts with the attorney. And the attorney is there not to keep the cybercrime from happening, but to make sure that they're legally covered should it happen. And not to suggest that's not important, but that's the sheriff we're talking about. Not keeping the event, the cybercrime, from happening. Yes, they help that path because in protecting legally, they're going to have to stop at all the stop signs and teach their people to stop at red lights and,
So I guess just as a small business, and that's who LA CyberSecure is focused on, right? Like small, medium-sized businesses, ITMSPs, nonprofits, what we have colloquially, we call it like the little guy, right? The people that are left behind by all of this investment into cybersecurity, like proactive prevention, trying to anticipate what's going to happen, but not just on this reactive side. But that's where small to medium-sized business often is, because all we anticipate is the cavalry. And we might be concerned about regulation because that's where our lens has been. It has not been towards how can this be great for us? How can this help us build brands? How can this help us even find more clients because they're impressed with how we guard their data? All we're just afraid of the SEC at this point. That's pretty
Well,
screwy.
it's very scary. It's pushing down from the companies that are subject to the SEC to the small businesses, who meant most of whom are not subject to it, but they are subject to various privacy laws and data breach laws and these laws and those laws and all of that. And that, look, if we had regulations that were of the form, it's important for society that our children be healthy, therefore, parents must, under penalty of law, ensure that their children exercise 2 hours a day, you would not only have 0% of the population refusing to comply with that, you'd have them arguing about why it's not even necessary. Suppose, right? I mean, that's the
Absolutely.
impact of looking through this regulatory lens. And I'm not saying regulations aren't necessary. Thank God we've got them. Right? We'd be a lot
We talk
further
about that a
behind
lot, right? Like with
if we
tech
didn't
companies,
have
we
them.
want them to be
That's right.
regulating. Yeah,
We
100%.
we've got to build security by design, security by privacy by design, and that's going to take regulations. And we need to, fortunately, there are breach disclosure laws at the SEC, or so many of these breaches we wouldn't know anything about. But when it comes to how do we motivate the little guy? How do we motivate the mothers and the fathers that are out there to about helping their children and helping themselves? A story went viral this week of a $50,000 scam of a woman you would quote think should know better. But again, it's a story that none of us know better in this world. How do we motivate? Not how do we say you must do this, but how do we don't stop at red lights, as I've said before, because the law says we have to. How do we motivate, Julie?
I know what motivates me, and that is out of the 400 things on the entrepreneur's list of things to do today, yesterday, and 3 months ago, including things like tax, we have so much to do. I wrote this blog this morning because I need clients, right? And so we do marketing because we need clients. until we make it an ever-present, I must do this right now because there is a clear and there is a danger, or it is now in the important and urgent quadrant, or like there's a threat to my financial security. And when that happens, we change our behaviors, but not until that really happens, because there was 40 other things in that spot anyway.
That's right. That's right. But think about this.
Please.
Think about this. When we're driving, we're often multitasking. We're doing lots of things. When we when we drive through space-time, right, from this morning to this evening, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But we're driving at the same time. We're intersecting with our information systems at the same time. We're gathering information. We're sending out information. We're doing all this stuff with information. It's an information highway. We have got to start paying attention to yield signs, stoplights, other cars, kids on the sidewalk. And it's not to not do those other things as we drive on the information highway. That's why we're there. We're not there to stop at red lights. We're there to go pick up dinner, or the moral equivalent, find new clients, right? Yeah. Do your accounts payable, because that's your job, whatever that happens to be.
Yes.
That's why we're there. But we got to pay attention to those, to the dangers while we're there. We're driving on the information security highway.
I know, Stan, I know, but like we are very pragmatic here on Live on Cyber.
I know.
And so I'll just say that, what would be the next reason? So let's say that it now has proven to be, it's in the important and urgent quadrants. It is now financially security crucial. And yet then I have no idea where to turn. It feels like it's so ambiguous. And now I think there's some good news there.
Yeah. And that's absolutely true. And this is one of those places where I'm very proud to say we're making a difference. We had Secure the Village, this program. And so grateful, as always, to the Center for Internet Security for the grant that they gave us, and to our partners, them, Cyber Readiness Institute, Sightline Security, for working with us on this. But it's, let's get people working together.
Yeah.
Let's form a group. And we have done that. We just had our second team meeting today. Five organizations, small, mid-sized organizations, along with, we have coaches for them. We have as I said, Sightline Security was there today. I'm there. We're building a community of people working together to do this, learning from each other, sharing information, knowing they're not alone. And we're doing it with a rigorous program. This is Sightline Security. Dr. Masada has done such a great job with Sightline and all, so that we're helping these organizations understand what this is all about. And understanding what the information highway is from an information security point of view, and learning to formally deal with those things. That's what I said. That's one way that we see us helping, definitely helping the community this way.
Indeed.
Yeah. Beyond that, our partner, the Cyber Readiness Institute, as well. They, like Sightline, we're in Center for Internet Security, we're all members of an organization, nonprofit cyber, that we really care about. Let's work together to do this. But Cyber Readiness Institute, you don't have to be in our cohort. You can do it by yourself. Just go to their website. They've got a whole program for helping small business take that first step. Take that very first step. Relevant right now, jumping ahead, they're right in the middle of conducting a survey. We posted it on our LinkedIn page. You can go there. Please take their survey. Help them, help us. We'll get the results as well. Get a better idea of what the small business realities are. We're learning them. They're learning them. Sightline's learned them. We need this information.
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit more about that survey. So we we know that small to medium-sized businesses are so under-equipped when it comes to cybersecurity. We are absolutely all on the same page with that. And you're not going to get in trouble if you're nodding your head right now, because hopefully we can help you before the cavalry comes to just throw down on you. We want you to be aware. But so if CRI, the Cyber Readiness Institute, is able to present a more compelling case, if, for example, we collect this data and then look, it's like it's patently clear, that's a good thing for all of us. But it'll help them also build programs that help meet the needs of what, again, we call the little guy, but just people like you and me, small, medium-sized businesses. So let's help inform where we actually are and fill in the gaps on that piece of knowledge. So we'll have a link to that survey, 10 to 15 minutes max, and you will be helping your field. So please do fill that out. And also, if you are in the Launch Los Angeles area, we can help you. If you're hearing this, if you are an IT MSP, if you are a nonprofit, if you are a small to medium-sized business, we can help you figure your way through cybersecurity and help secure your business, help prevent the things that shut businesses down every single day through cybersecurity, from scams and theft and hacking to you name it. We will help you know how to prevent that damage to your business. So go to our website and learn about LA Cybersecure. It is a worthwhile program that you would want to be a part of. And if not, follow CRI and do the basics. Just do the basics. So don't let that get you stopped from doing what you can do, because what you can do is enough to keep you whole a lot of the time.
And it's the CRI is basic. It's not onerous. It's doing good practices. It's on the information highway. Have good passwords on the information highway. Make sure your car is fine-tuned and the brakes are working and everything. That's called keeping your systems patched and updated. Do that. Do the basics. Have an incident response plan. If I get into a car accident, I know what to do. I pull out my insurance card and I get the information for the other party and I call my insurance company, blah, blah, blah. And on the information highway, if you get into an accident, it's the same thing. Be prepared. Know what to do. I mean, this is basic stuff. And if we could just get everybody doing it, Julie, what a difference it would make. What a difference.
Yes. And what a better world that we all would live in, because the effects are so significant to have these kind of things happen. So now that we've gotten to share all this, I think, Dr. Stan, what I also hear from you is just that we do need to be prepared to take our security, our matters into our own hands. We want to make sure that we have nobody to blame but us. The blame stops here with the CEO of the business. And if you're listening, you are likely in the C-suite of your business. So don't let it get shoved off to the IT guy and anticipate that it's all going to get done. Like, we all have to understand IT to some degree. We all need to have that awareness, and we can't just hope that somebody is doing the right thing to protect our business.
Exactly. Yep. It's a personal responsibility.
It is.
That way.
It very much so is.
For all of us. And it's such a challenge. But then it's so great being able to discuss it and help people understand what needs to be done and what we can all do.
Absolutely.
How we can all work together. Yeah.
And I know one more way that people can help us in this work, and that is, so Secure the Village is partnering with DFPI to host a really cool session coming up soon to talk about, between fintech and banking and those in on that side of things, how to do prevention and how to keep themselves whole, but also what is happening on the Federal Bureau of Investigation side. So our friend Mike Son is going to come and talk with us about all of those things. If you would like to sponsor that learning session and get your name in front of people and in front of a community that cares, we would love for you to become a sponsor. So reach out to us and we will make sure to send you some information about that, but we'll be kicking off PR for that very soon.
Looking forward to it. Absolutely, Julie. Yeah,
absolutely. We'll see you same time next week, or folks not long after that, for Hear It Live on Cyber, and share this podcast with a friend. We'll see you next time.
Sounds great.